السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, something came in my heart. If I'm busy, remember Allah. If I'm busy, in a relationship with Allah. If I know what Allah, who He is, what He prepared for me, what He can do for me, and He is the only one for me, and I'm in a journey of my faith with Him, and I'm learning about Him. This is another thing, I'm learning about Him. The more you learn about Allah, the more you connected to Allah. The more you know Allah, the more you love Allah. You cannot love someone you do not know. And this is why I always say, if you remember the goodness of other, you will love them. Similar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has bounty over us. And He wants us to love Him. And He deserves it. He really deserves it. All what we talk about it in many weeks and months and in the past, all this can be done, can be erased. How it get erased? Very simple. If I'm busy in a journey with Allah, if I'm busy with knowing Allah, if I'm busy remember Allah, if I'm busy loving Allah, if I'm busy try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, my brother and sister in Islam from Mecca, all our problem is gone. Allah is salam. The more you connect your heart to Allah, the more you have salam within. What about my drama and your drama and he said and she said and what you did and what I did? Wallahi, all this will not exist. Wallahi, it will not exist. It will become insignificant in the amount of relationship and my thinking and my thought in this life. I want you to remember today, because our journey, astaghfirullah al-azim, almost fake or very tiny, all what we talk about it, we should not be talking about it. We should not be talking about it. When you claim you love someone, you talk about him, you want to hear his voice, you want to see him, you want to be with him, you want to serve him, you want to be kind, you want to be compassionate, you want to show him how much you love him and you care for him. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you ask me, my dear brother and sister in Islam, everything we talk about it, from journey of Iman, love of Allah, all this, honest to Allah, is very, very skeleton, very tiny. I'm watching if our knowledge and worship to Allah is very small, without meaning, without purpose, we will wasting our life and our time. And if we really mean it, we'll be united with Allah. And if we united with Allah, Allah will fill our heart with peace and tranquility. It's called Sakina and Tumanina. This Sakina and Tumanina will fill your heart, will be shown in your face, in your character, in your manner, and you will be spread it. And you do not want anybody to disturb this feeling and this status. My dear brother in Islam, please, let's be busy, remember Allah. Let's be busy loving Allah. Let's be busy journey of seeking knowledge about Allah. Let's be busy try to be good for sabilillah and good to each other. Goodness is powerful. Peace is very beautiful. Generating peace within is spreading peace around you. It's very powerful. And only you can gain it by dhikrullah and be united with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. And just to share with you, you can check it out. I can give you a source later on. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of the meaning of, do you want me to tell you about the last man going to Jannah? The last man going to Jannah. Last one. Do you know what the first thing Allah will do? He said, bring my servant and hide all his major sins and just show up his tiny sins. I'm not going to continue the hadith. Go look for it. Go look for it and read it by yourself. See what happened and the amount of rahmah between Allah and us. What Allah wants? He wants us to imitate Him in His rahmah, in His forgiveness, in His salam, in His generosity, in His kindness. And this is the most closest people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah decorate us with a quality from quality of Allah, according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make us among those who spread it, have it and spread it around them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And this again, when one sister or one person asked me a few days ago or 3 days ago or so and so about how I can keep the peace within. Peace within is very high, very high. It gives you a joy beyond your imagination. It gives you a joy beyond your imagination. And make you most of all is not a joy. It make you connected. And this connection, it make you relax, trust. You have peace within, peace outside. And now you know how to deal with things. It will give you the energy. It gives you the ability to do. And make you beloved to people and people love you. Not for anything except of what you have, what Allah put inside of you. May Allah make us among those, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.